True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's a celebration. All right, folks. We just got to talk to Johnny Cakes Allville for a minute of Junkies fame. Shout out to Cakes.
Yeah, we just found out White Brian ain't really doing much. Cakes ate 15 in 15
Cakes
minutes.
Cakes told us he once ate 15 hot dogs in 15 minutes
on
the Junkies.
White Brian, what?
Because he lost the bet.
He got a whole show
All
to do
White
it.
Brian has to do is eat 15 hot dogs over the course of 3.5 hours. Turn that microphone on, White Brian. Jeff looks like he's got the glizzies working. Jeff just helped himself.
Jeff just wanted to do a glizzy bet because he liked glizzies.
Yeah, Jeff.
He's a glizzy goblin.
Straight glizzy goblin. Jeff, you're starting the glizzies now to celebrate?
I gotta toast my glizzy to White Brian so he can get this thing started.
All right, White Brian. Let's get this thing started. How you feeling, son?
I am a little worried.
I don't know. Now, our friend Mark brought in the hot dogs. Appreciate you, Mark. I got a text from B. Mitch this morning said, go get them buns. And I said, pause. But I went.
I say grab them buns, huh?
I did go to Giant this morning. You would be stunned how long it took me to figure out how many buns.
It's eight in a pack. Get five, dude.
It took me a minute, but I got it.
It's eight in a pack. Get five packs.
Well, I got five packs.
But what took you so long to figure that out?
It just took me a minute, all right? It was early.
Lauren, if you're listening or anybody that knows Lauren is listening, please tell her don't ever let JP help the girls with math. They will fail.
I will not. So, White Brian, the bet is 15 hot dogs with buns, correct?
Just 15 hot dogs. I can choose how many buns.
All right, now you're starting with number one. I also got ketchup and mustard. I thought that was the kind thing to do. The people at Giant are very smart because they put ketchup and mustard right next to the hot dog buns. Otherwise, I would not have remembered.
Oh,
let's take that first bite, Dub B. There we go. White Brian is in the game.
We're in the game, baby.
You think he's going to get to 15?
Hey, I like the ketchup and mustard. That's burgundy and gold.
Jeffrey, you were in the building yesterday.
Jeff happy about eating the glizzy than White Brian is.
I'm going to have a glizzy in the next break. What'd you think of the win yesterday, Jeffrey? Jeff's out here chewing. White Brian's chewing.
Yeah, you asked me as soon as I took a bite.
Swallowed that rather quickly.
Wow. Relax. Relax. It was a good game. I love the energy.
It was fire, bro.
Sold out, good crowd. Crowd was in there early. The Commanders are doing this, making this effort to, like, put on, they call it the show. The show begins, like, 15, 20 minutes before kickoff.
Man, Jeff was trying to get on the sideline, bro.
Jeff was working. I tried to help him. He's like, yo, I got access, dog.
I tried to help you. Jeff did not. And they shut it down. I said, we are only giving these to legends.
Yeah.
Jeff wanted to
put
be
me
on
in
the
my
field.
Place.
Oh, he tried to go down there for Santana's thing.
He was trying, dog.
Yeah.
He was trying.
Jeff, okay, man. I'm glad you tried.
I just wanted to see what it was like on the field during game day. It's one thing pregame and, you know, all the seats filling in. But it's a different feel when you look out and it's just thousands of people surrounding you.
You know, yeah, that becomes NFL security, and they take that stuff pretty serious, right?
Hey, look, JP, I done got a lot of places by just looking like I belong.
That's why everybody has an armband down there. But I think, you know, looking at that game yesterday, if you think about the new guys that really impressed,
mm-hmm,
Wise, Kinlaw, Debo, Bill's a rookie, Amos, it goes understated.
Tunsil.
I think Tunsil might have been the best of the bunch.
Right.
When he
did
gets
he have any
moving,
penalties out there? I didn't hear if he had a penalty.
I don't believe he did, but
because I was intently concerned about that because of what people kept saying. And I started to think, what a whack ass way of trying to really say something. Because let's be real, you can call holding on every offensive lineman every play.
Yeah, I mean, but dude, in Houston last year, the numbers were the numbers. He did lead the league in
it. I understand, but if he hadn't led the league every year he was in Houston, I really don't care, because like sometimes things go where you just got to figure out a way, and the guy can block, and if a guy come in here and he's a better blocker protecting your quarterback, yeah, if he better guy protecting your quarterback, I don't want to hear about that, because when you get under people that really change your mindset, and like Dan makes these guys really believe and make them, he shows them that he gives a damn about them. You play better. You stop doing stupid stuff.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I thought Tunsil was really, really good yesterday. I mean, they were able to run the ball for 220 yards. They averaged 6.6 per play. The YPC as a team was 7 yards. Now, having a player like Jaden and his ability to run is a total game changer.
Perhaps
my favorite play of that game is they got pushed back into a 2nd and 16, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
Gain of 9, so then it's 3rd and 7. And Brian Burns was very disruptive. I thought, for all the talk of Abdul Carter and Dexter Lawrence, I thought Burns was the most impressive of that.
He needs to just talk to Jaden when Jaden tried to talk to him.
We'll play that audio later.
I love that.
I thought Burns was really good. I think he finished with 2 sacks. Yeah. Burns was really good, but it's 3rd and 7, and Jaden gets to the right side. And, I mean, Brian Burns, if you talk about just, like, his athletic ability, like, he is a when he was at the combine coming out of Florida State, he was elite. The Commanders are really into the spark score, which is a measure of athleticism.
Mm-hmm.
And Brian Burns is elite from a combine perspective, all right? I mean, this is a guy that runs a 4.5 and stands 6'5", 250. His 10-yard split's 1.57. This is an elite
Remind
athlete.
Me of Monty Coleman.
Elite athlete. And Burns is on the edge trying to close down, get to the sideline, and Jaden just looks at him, and it legit looked like a video game when you hit the turbo button, and Jaden just ran right past him to pick up the first down. There were a couple of plays that Jaden made. That one on third down. There was an earlier one on second down where Jaden rolled out again to his right, looked like he wanted to run, saw there was a linebacker there spying him, then looked just past the backer and saw Debo sit down soft in the zone and just threw it to pick up the first down. Mm-hmm. Like, I thought Jaden's decision-making yesterday was truly, truly elite.
It was.
I thought the play calling yesterday was so good. I loved the play design that got Debo's touchdown. But, B, did you notice on Bill's touchdown run, which looked like a little bit of read option between Jaden and Bill to the right side, Bill cut it out. You had Coleman and Tunsil pulling from the left side to the right side. You had Bates come downhill and just kill a linebacker and seal him off. And then Coleman and Tunsil behind him just destroyed the DN. And Bill had the option to cut it inside the tackle or break it and go off tackle. People probably didn't notice. If you're at the stadium, you view things very differently than what the TV copy shows. They had a bunch set on the left side of that formation with Terry, Debo, and Ertz. Like, the attention that set is going to draw.
You talk about three guys that all will block, too.
Dude, and three guys that can kill you.
Yeah.
Like, that's three Pro Bowlers. Three all-pro level players.
Yeah.
I mean, when you have that set on the left, and then you're able to run it back to the right with a Pro Bowl tackle pulling, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you know how hard that is to defend?
Right.
Like, the 85 Bears would have trouble with that.
Because if you look at it, and your setup is going to say lean right, and then they're going to start creeping to the right. And then, OS.
But, like, your DBs, your safeties are focused on what's in that bunch.
Yeah, because that. But, like, just that you see that, you start to cheat a little bit to the right because you feel it has to be going here. And then the first step is to the right. Now you're left. You lost, but a little bit. I look at his 6 or 7 yard touchdown thing Bill had. Boom, boom, bounced outside.
Yeah.
You look at that play right there. He comes inside. He's, because like I was called, what's the dude, Lombardo?
Lombardi?
Lombardo. He writes and stuff.
Okay.
But he hit me yesterday, say he's writing a story today, and he was like, what is it that makes Bill special?
I said, Matt Lombardo, maybe?
Yeah. I said, he has great vision and balance. And I said, his passion for the game is something beyond me. I said, who the hell practices all year knowing he's not going to play? And he was like, great. So, and right then that play happens where he gets the ball, he goes inside, and then all of a sudden with one hop, they call it the hop skip, he jump cut.
Yeah.
He goes, boom, and he's outside 5 yards walking into the end zone. Unbelievable vision.
I'm trying to remember who I said this to. The vision stood out right away. The patience. It's really hard, especially for young backs, to be patient and let a hole develop, and he does that really well. But it was during camp. The jump cuts that he makes, this is in no way a comparison, but the best dude I ever saw make jump cuts ever is LaDainian Tomlinson.
Oh, yeah.
If you remember what he could do in and out of breaks, in the hole, at the line of scrimmage, and in no way is this a comparison, but, like, that's the dude that really popularized that movement, and you can see shades of that in Bill's game.
Mm-hmm.
The Bill-Eckler combination, we learned a lot when C-Rod was inactive Sunday morning, right? But the Bill-Eckler combination is very legitimate. We didn't see a lot of it, but there were a few plays where you had Bill and Eckler on the field at the same time. And, B, I'm curious if this will resonate with you, but I've been trying to think. I think John Bates is really kind of starting to get the respect he deserves, I think. I mean, he was just killing dudes again yesterday.
Bates, yeah.
Yeah,
Bates and Menace. I like that.
What do you think about maybe comping him to a Donnie Warren and what his role was?
You know what? I was just about to say that. And it's exactly that, where now you're throwing the ball. What happens is they block so well, they can be viewed as an extra offensive lineman on the field for you.
Right.
But every once in a while, you have to add them into the passing game, because what happens is people forget about them. They completely get lost on the field. And another guy who came after Donnie Warren, James Jenkins, he was very much like that. James James was so good, they would have him blocking like Michael Strahan by himself. And then all of a sudden, he ended up with 6-7 touchdowns one year because nobody ever checked him, and he scored. But when he goes to block, he destroys people.
Phone lines at 11. White Brian update when we return. Commanders are 1-0. Now listen, week one of the NFL is almost in the books. We got Monday Night Football tonight. I hope everybody behaved on social media. Football is finally here, and if you decide to get in on the action this season, the American Gaming Association wants to remind listeners to have a game plan when it comes to betting. Bet with legal sports books only. Know the odds, stick to a budget, and lastly, keep your cool. Whatever your bet was this weekend that didn't hit, don't get on Twitter and start S-talking the players or the coaches. They're not there for your bet. They're there to win games, all right? The result of a bet is never an occasion to criticize an athlete or a coach online. Please go to haveagameplan.org to learn more. Brought to you by 106.7 The Fan's proud, responsible gaming partner, the American Gaming Association.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.